Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It's 5:15 p.m. on Tuesday, April 28th. Roll call, please.
Mayor Daniel?
Here.
Wiegold?
Here.
Crowder?
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting. I think you'll have to abstain.
Yes, sir.
So, any changes, corrections?
I have no changes or corrections.
Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes for April 14th as presented.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Walt and I approve, and Dan abstains. Next up is the bid award for the switchgear. Sean.
All right. In front of you, you should have the bids on the project for metal clad switchgear. We did get three qualifying bids. I reviewed all the bids, as did Spectrum Engineering. We've decided to move forward, and my recommendation is we move forward with the bid from the Myers Controlled Power Group. They were the low bid. They did call for a different style of breaker than what we originally were requesting, but to get the style of breaker we're looking for was over $20,000 more expensive. We could buy a backup breaker for that and still be way ahead. So, as included in your Dropbox package is the letter of recommendation from Spectrum Engineering as well. I did physically inspect a Myers product down in Crawfordsville last week. I was very impressed with their work. I'm pretty excited to get this whole thing started and just get it in place, because I'm going to suggest that we move forward and award the contract to Myers Controlled Power, subject to Marcia reviewing the terms and conditions of the final contract and approving of that.
Just to be clear, the difference in what we originally asked for in breaker versus what we're getting now, you said was a $20,000 difference?
$25,000, right around $25,000 for the next bid closer. Now, that was from a company that we have no experience with, mm-hmm. and we haven't had any relationship with at all, so we would have done quite a bit of investigation as well on that, just to see what quality of work. And you know, it's not only a dollars and cents bid, but it's about quality and qualifications. So,
and just to be clear, with that $25,000 extra, this still would have been the low bid.
Correct? What's that? The bid that we have, that I'm suggesting, was $25,000 less. If we would order a spare breaker, just so we have spare parts, which is the intent of getting the other style of breaker, because we have other breakers in other substations that sort of match. They've been bought since we bought those last two substations. That company has now been purchased by Powell, and so the breakers themselves may or may not be interchangeable. Anyway, so...
Okay, well, I'm confused, and I'm sorry. Let me back up. The bid that we would be awarding tonight, does that include the $25,000 extra or not include the
$25,000?
It does not.
No.
So what I guess I'm saying is if we took this bid and even added $25,000 to it, it still would be the low bid.
If we took this bid and got an additional breaker, just a spare, we're looking at less than $10,000-ish dollars.
Okay.
So we'd still be $15,000 ahead. And that may or may not, we have ways redundancy in that control house to where we could remove one of those feeders, have it repaired while it was being fed from another feeder, and then put it back into service. So an extra breaker may or may not even be a requirement. So I'm not suggesting at this point that we move forward with an extra breaker.
So this would be the second one down, right?
Yes.
Myers Control. Under the remarks, is that anything we need to be aware of?
Yeah, remarks, as you look at the Eaton Peterson Power, the first one, there were multiple exceptions on the legal aspects of the contract, and then it was also quite a bit more expensive, which is why we kind of excluded that bid. That is the company that did the last two. They were quite a bit more expensive. And Like I said, you look at the bid, and it was, they changed the wording and changed the contract quite a bit to where we were comfortable moving forward with that. The second bid was from Electrotech Industries out of Texas. We haven't seen any of their work. We don't know of anybody that, offhand, that's done, used this company. They were indeed higher as well. So just to you know, and you know, doing all the research we've done, I'm very comfortable moving forward with this Myers Control Power, and it's in the best interest of our ratepayers to save that $25,000 and move forward, I think.
So to make sure I'm clear, this is a turnkey package. We purchased the material and installation.
Yes.
And all the certifications for this price.
Yep. And Spectrum Engineering will be handling all the engineering and implementation of the equipment, and programming, and training of us, our employees. This includes a lot of new safety equipment that's going to really help our arc flash safety that I'm pretty excited about and have been wanting to get in our other buildings as well. So.
Other questions? Okay. Then I will make a motion then that we award the bid to Myers Controlled Product pending review by the city attorney of the terms of service?
And yep, terms and conditions.
Terms and conditions. As recommended by Sean. Is it for that 396 number? I'm looking on this paper, the Spectrum paper.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And the amount of $396,211. Proposal number 21590. The question was, does it include that $25,000? Or will that bid be lower?
No, this is the price. It's
that is the price.
Additional to the second place bidder.
Okay.
Is what I was saying.
No, that's okay. I appreciate that. That's my motion.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Other discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Thank you, Sean. Kelly, street repairs, 2015 bid.
Yeah, we got three bidders. Last meeting, took them under review. Looked at each item, and looked like everything was correct on the totals. And I guess it would be my recommendation to award to Wayne Asphalt the amount of $244,421.
Recommendation is for Wayne Asphalt. Any questions of Kelly? Okay. Hearing none, I make a motion that we go with Kelly's request and award the street repairs contract to Wayne Asphalt in the amount of $244,421 as presented.
Second.
Motion second. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Next up is Granite Ridge subdivision issues. Jeff, does that fall in your wheelhouse?
Well, it's stormwater related, so I would.
So it's Mike?
They built that before I was here. Okay.
Well, now Rosie said Jeff was going to present it.
Thanks, Sam. He's always accused me of throwing Mike the bus, and I actually do it. Well, in all seriousness, what's happened is that Grant Ridge, with their Cambridge Crossing subdivision last year, ended up not complying with total requirements of the soil erosion control measures, as well as the state's Rule 5 majors, which is our majors only on a bigger scale. We have an inspection sheet, and in your packet you'll see that it gives the best management practice item, and then if it was installed correctly, yes or no, and then does it need to be maintained, yes or no, and any comments. And I highlighted several of these that they're just failing. And it was, we talked to Kathy Hartman last year about it. Kelly and I both had contacted Grand Ridge, and she was the representative. And she kept saying that she would get taken care of. The pictures that you see were taken last week. Unless Kelly's been out to clean it up, it's still that way. All this subdivision drains, excuse me, into a holding area, and then once the sediment settles, it's supposed to go into the wetlands. It's just because of their measures, it's now going straight into the wetlands. So it's also in violation of state requirements. I talked to Kathy Gardner about it over at the building department because, first of all, to make them aware that Grand Ridge is out of compliance, but also I wanted to find out if they have any current improvement permits pulled for the subdivision. This one's worse than the other one, but I also added the other one too because they've got some deficiencies. And she said that they currently do not have any pending. They've got, I think, one home that hasn't been released for occupancy yet, but the permit has been approved. And she did contact Grand Ridge, and she thought that maybe somebody would be here. I'm disappointed that they're not. But my recommendation is, we've been dealing with this almost for a year, with Cambridge Crossing, and I would really like to have the, this is the appropriate body to send them a letter that they are in violation. We can attach this and give them a reasonable time to mitigate.
It sounds like to me we have been very patient with them to try to get this taken care of. just looking at the pictures themselves, I mean, you can tell the street's completely covered with dirt in a lot of areas. Catch basins are filling up with debris right now, which of course is going to end up being our problem someday, I'm sure. Not to mention the erosion that's happening. Or are they planning on planting seed again? Or
they are required to, and they, last year we talked to them about it, and Kathy Hartman said that, what did she say, it would cost $25,000 or something. Well, that's not our fault. This is a requirement by the state. It's part of Rule 5. And if you have to have temporary seeding in place on any project within 15 days after you stop your excavation. And obviously this is way past that point. What we require is everything from the curb back, including the right, so where the actual property line starts out to the curb is what we require.
What kind of power do we have to implement here? Do we have the power to say, hey, you're not selling any more properties until finally get this thing fixed? I mean, the only way to start making somebody move is to really put the clamps on it, because what do we have in our power?
To look at the regulatory mechanism for that, and I apologize. I can certainly, if authorized, work with Marcia to reference that, because I know that there is a requirement both in our stormwater ordinance as well as the subdivision ordinance.
Okay. This has been going on for quite some time, and like the letter at this point is like, is that sufficient, or is there something more we could do?
My guess is there's something more, but I did not look that up, so I don't know.
I think, again, you say this has been going on since last year, so we took a lot of things in trying to be a good partner with them, to support them, they have accountability and responsibility and rules that they have to follow that hasn't been followed. I don't know if we should have monitored this more closely, maybe some lessons learned. I don't know if that ever...
We sent them every single month last year.
Okay. I didn't hear that.
This report.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
But we did.
And that's great.
And
that
Kelly called. So, we
okay.
did. And
so,
like this week, giving them an opportunity to come up and plead their case.
Sure. I concur that... I'm not ready to drop the hammer, but I'm ready to give them 30 days to reply with a resolution. If a plan's not put together in that time period, then I think we go to the next step and request that no permits be given, if we're allowed to do that.
Yeah, because after looking at this and how much sediment's going down in that drain, I can see that's going to create us a huge problem down the road here with that kind of, I mean, that's...
Well, but the infrastructure is already ours, so
yeah, it's we're going to have to take ownership to clean it, right?
Well,
and send the bill.
Well, I was going to say that's, in my opinion. I mean, this is something that could have been prevented, should have been prevented, and frankly, to me, I mean, I'm not going to see that this is taken care of until they have either paid us to clean it out or some kind of remedy for that, because that is a lot of dirt and debris going down that system, as new as that system is, personally. I'd like to hear their
side of the story.
Certainly.
And give them the opportunity to reply, but maybe a Marcia, a letter of your support.
Who is Grant Ridge?
They're out of Fort Wayne, oh, several.
It's Tony Renke.
I say Renke.
Cody. Tony Renke. Renke?
R-E-N-K-E?
I think it's Norris. He's their vice president.
Mayor, I did hear from Kathy today about this incident. There was sheet flow sediment controls, basically their silt fence. A small section that was damaged when we put our utilities in. We've been dispatched. The guys are getting the material to fix that. But that's a very small portion of what they're having out there, and that's the only part it seems like she's tried to address. Was the part that...
That was over at the other one.
Was it the other one? I can't remember.
Chesapeake.
Could have been.
I don't know.
Yeah. But
well, why don't you just allow Jeff and I to investigate what we can do and then work on that? And
well, but I think... I think what Jeff is asking for is to give him some authority to give a time, or at least put a timeline in front of him.
Yeah.
And so in the meantime, while that's happening, I mean, we're not going to throw punishment down right now, but it seems like to me maybe it's a situation where we say you have, I don't know, 30 days or at the next count, at the next Board of Works meeting.
A plan.
Yeah, you have to present a plan of action.
You know, 2 weeks. I mean, as bad as this is, that's that much, a couple more rains and that much more stuff gets down there. I'd like to see something in 2 weeks.
By the next Board of Works meeting? I mean, they had an opportunity to come tonight, right? They were duly notified of this.
Notified.
So, I don't know.
And we've sent them multiple letters. Have they ever responded to any of those letters?
We have sent them emails on with these attachments all last year. And kept giving us lip service.
Okay, so they have responded in verbally or in writing?
Well, I mean, they're responding to John.
Oh, okay.
Because he's the one doing the inspections.
No, I'm very comfortable with Jeff and Marcia taking the lead.
I just don't think that unless it comes from authority that they're going to do anything. They've kind of proven that.
I think personally I would like, and I'll even make it a motion if you want, I would like a plan of action of how they're going to address this by the next Board of Works meeting. And in the meantime, have Jeff and Marcia work together on what our remedies could be if the timeline isn't satisfactory and or they don't address the issues.
A second.
Okay. Motion and second. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Next up, crack seal quotes. Kelly.
Yeah, this is our 2015 list. Sent out to 4 bidders. Got 2 of them back. Pavement Solutions and Dendler. Dendler was $1.45 a pound, which ends up being $43,210. Pavement Solutions was $1.33 a pound for a total of $39,634. And my recommendation would be to go with Pavement Solutions for $39,634.
I don't remember how much we budgeted, but does that fit into your budget?
Yes.
Questions of Kelly? Do I have a motion?
I'm sorry, I just tried to figure out.
It's Pavement Solutions, that first one.
That's what I thought.
I can make the motion that we support the recommendation from the street superintendent to go with Pavement Solutions, Inc. for the amount of $39,634 as presented.
Motion second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Go forth and conquer. The street closing permit, Jeff has asked to have tabled until the next meeting. So if you will kindly do that, it'd be great. Bills. Loads up.
They call you.
I will await your motion, sir.
Okay, make a motion. We pay the bills as presented in an amount of $1,045,340.17.
I'll second that.
Okay. Motion second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Department heads, anything Board of Works related? Michael.
Just to let you know, I'm going to take my truck in and get quotes to see how much the repairs are going to be on the side of it from the damage that was we had this winter. Bottom alleys, one bedside is caved in a couple spots. We got some really bad scratches, so we'll see how much it'd be to get that fixed.
Okay.
So, just to get it back in shape the way it should be.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'll be billing Kelly for that, too.
Tim.
Just a quick update on the hiring process. We had 43 applications turned in. Once we took out the no-shows and then the ones that failed the written test and the physical agility, we were left with exactly 20. The field's been narrowed down to 10. So next Monday and Tuesday, we will interview 10. And then we will narrow the field to 5. And then we will schedule Board of Works interviews with the final 5. So just to kind of give you an idea on where we're at.
And I've requested of Tim that we have our Board of Works interviews with those 5 prior to June 1, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
I said the word requested.
Yeah.
As you know, manpower-wise, we are struggling. Okay? Anything else? Anybody else?
I had a question.
Yes. Walter.
When we approved the minutes, was that all 3 of us or 2 of us?
Okay. The 2 of us.
I just want to clarify that.
Yep. No, that's fine. Marcia?
Nothing.
Sally?
Nothing.
Walter?
No, sir.
Monitoring Senate Bill 330, which is a annexation bill that was good. Now it's bad. Maybe it should just die and everybody will, well, at least our side will be good with that. And there's also another bill, just as an FYI, going through committee right now that it died previously, but they're trying to resurrect it in another bill that if there is a volunteer firefighter on your city council, that the after the council approves your budget, that it will then go to the county council, who has the ability to approve or disapprove of it. It's a terrible concept and completely obliterates the separation of powers, but that's a different story. So if you feel strongly about that, you can contact our local state rep and state senator. That's all I got. Daniel. Media. Okay. Call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.
45.
Yes. I will. I promise I will be here. Marsha, you want to meet?
Are we going early for the council?
Oh, it's a meeting. No, it's a.